Working really, really hard on something, you're creating all this information, and in your brain, all these neural pathways are connecting, and that's unconsciously. But consciously, nothing is happening, and you're getting frustrated. You've almost learned too much. You've almost thought too deeply into it, and you're kind of blocked. And then you step away from it for a day or something, and you let go, and all of those connections that are happening unconsciously now reach the conscious mind, and you become aware of the perfect idea that had been there the whole time. But you were blocking it by being too intense and too focused on one way of doing it, right? Frustration is a good sign. Frustration is a sign that you're going to be turning the corner at some point. If you give up, then that's the worst thing that can happen to you.
Wow, if you give up, that's the worst thing that can happen to you. Let's get the episode started now. Don't give it up. If you're frustrated, you're doing it right. Let's get it started. That requires some happy feelings. Come on, ladies and gentlemen. Holy Royal Family, welcome back. Shout out to wherever you might be listening from across the world, across the country. We're getting it started like this. It's the first day of spring. I ain't know if you knew that yet, but we're going to make you feel it. Let's go. This is a beautiful song to start the springtime. Come on. Let's get it started, come on.
Happy feelings in the air, touching people everywhere. And in love and everything, listen to what people say.
What'd he say? Come on.
To remind me of love.
Wow.
My mind and my heart.
Yeah.
I believe in a love. And these happy feelings.
Feel that happy feeling.
I'll spread.
Feeling good. Are you ready for the real New Year? Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy feelings. Happy feelings.
We're going to get into the episode. I promise you, I'm just feeling good. Do you feel good?
Watched it shine down.
We got a good episode to talk to you about.
I'm gonna spread my wings,
yeah, man. This is how you
and I'm
really get it started
tell
on a
see.
What's today? I don't even know.
These happy feelings.
Feel
I'll spread them more.
I'm in my vibe right now. Come on, sing it. Okay, let's take it up. Go! We're going to episode right now. Come on. Take it up. They singing in the car. Let's go. You lied to me.
Yes, I tried. Yes, I tried. You lied to me.
Don't lie.
Even though you know I
yeah, we're going into the new season in 2023. Lie. Leave the lying in the winter.
Yes, I cried. Yes, I cried. Return of the man.
Springtime gets me back in that vibe. This is kind of what it feels like.
Here I am.
Once again. Damn, across the world. Let's go. Come on, Mark. Here we go.
So I'm back up in the game. Running things to keep my swine. Letting all the people know that I'm not.
We're going to get the episode started. I just got to get in my vibe. Come on.
And all the nasty things you've done.
Hey, let's go.
While I sing my comeback song.
Happy springtime. This is a celebration.
She said she'd never turn on me. You lied to me. What you do, what you do. You lied to me. All these things you said I'd never be. You lied to me. What I do, what I do, do, do. Return of the man.
Let's go.
Return of the man. Order. Return of the man. Don't you know? You know that I've been there. Here I go. Return of the man. A little girl. Return of the man. What's my pearl? Return of the man. Open that. You know that I've been there.
Let's go. Good shit. There we go.
Radio, what you know about this?
Back again. Keep that round of applause going. It's a milestone and monumental occasion when I'm here doing episodes, baby. Welcome back.
Radio, what you know about this?
I'm not too sure, but I'll definitely let you know something within this next however long I've got you. Appreciate you for tuning back in. It is springtime. Today is Tuesday, March 21st. Shout out to the change in season. Sorry, I did not mean to play that. But we are back. It's the smoothest podcast you'll ever listen to. Make sure you tell a friend to check in with Clint. You can subscribe at checkinwithclint.com/subscribe. You feel me? On Spotify, Apple, SoundCloud, wherever you listen to podcasts at. Just $9.99 a month if you want to subscribe, baby. And we're going to get it popping like that. This is my, this is funny, like my third episode in the new year. Welcome back, episode 48. We are inching up on episode 50. If I wasn't such a procrastinator, I'd have been over 100 or something like that. But anyways, we're here. Appreciate you all for coming along with the journey. And we are going to get it started like this. So it is springtime. It is now time to enact whatever your plans were for the new year. I feel like when it comes to the irrational, is that the word I'm looking for? I guess it is irrational to think that you'll be able to start something fresh and new in the middle of winter. January 1st falls on the middle of winter. And when it gets to a point where you're trying to go to the gym or trying to, you know, like start new habits, it is way easier to get out of your habit when it is freezing and you're like, you know what? I really actually don't feel like it. You know what I mean? Like, you start getting into your vibe where you justify it, right? It's cold. I don't feel like doing that. It gets dark early. I don't feel like going out there and doing that. And that's where I was at. And I feel like it's gotten to a point where I've realized and kind of been okay with, okay, we are 3 months into 2023, But we're actually the first day into it where it will consistently start being nice, warm. We just passed daylight savings time and things like that. But I'm just excited that it's springtime. But this episode is going to be pretty, pretty interesting. What I've been realizing is that a lot of times, you know, I started this podcast on the premise that I was this person that used to stir the pot. I was a person and still am a person that has a lot of, I would maybe say, controversial but profound thoughts about certain topics. And sometimes I have to actually find good ways to communicate those ideas. Sometimes I do come off as, you know, I talk a lot of shit sometimes, warranted, right, about certain ideas and topics. But also, when it comes down to like sharing my thoughts that just come to me, I feel like I'm doing them a disservice if I just hold on to them and get afraid of what the response might be to what I've been thinking. And so that's what we're going to do right here. Let's get into it, baby.
Promise that's still good in me. I know I've done wrong. Been away from the city yet. I know it's been too long. Sorry I changed on you. I'm sorry I changed. Sorry I changed on you.
So this episode is pretty interesting, and I thought about this recently, right? What if you already cut off your soulmate? Would you be okay with that? Think about this, right? Your soulmate, or the idea of having a soulmate for people, is that that keeps them optimistic with this dating pool sometimes. I feel like a lot of times when people get discouraged or, you know, get in situations where they're like, oh, I shouldn't have to put up with this. My soulmate is out there somewhere, right? And what would you do if I proposed to you the idea, you know, just to stir the pot? What if you, you know, did that already? Would you be okay if you've already cut off your soulmate? I mean, we are in a culture where if this doesn't serve you, move on. We are in the world of like, I mean, I'm doing me, right? After the bag. It's a real selfish, put me first type time we're in right now, which can cause for the rapid succession of relationships you might be in. We're in the warmer weathers now, so a lot of relationships might be getting cut off. Some soulmates might about to be getting cut off right now. You know what I mean? Like, and that's a tough reality to realize. But what if you got to the gates of heaven and God shows you the replay of your life on the heaven pad, right? You're looking back over all your years, all the, you know, you went to high school, you did your thing, right? Had your whole phase, whenever it was, right? And God says, whoa. Go back a couple frames. Stop right there. That was your soulmate. What would you do? If that person, you know, like, obviously I can't ask you what would you do, you'd be dead. So it's really, I don't know if emotions play a role in that. But what would you do if it came to you in this life? If somebody sat you down, right? You walk into, hey, you know, walk into this building. And they say, hey, I got footage of the last couple relationships you've been in. Let's go over it, right? You go to therapy or something. Your therapist says, hey, you've already cut off your soulmate. And what if you cheated on them? What if you did them so dirty that you had no opportunity to get them back? Would you be able to be okay with the fact that everybody else you meet now might not be that person for you? I don't even know why I was thinking about that. I think just because I see the optimism, you know, the people that are in relationships that go and think they found their soulmate or start love bombing, that this is their soulmate, or this is the relationship that they're never ending, and this is an unbreakable bond, and this, that, and the third, and then the bond is broken. I don't know what I would do if I've realized I've cut off my soulmate. It's pretty deep. Not sure why I went there right there, but that's what I've been thinking about this week. So let me know, what would you do if you've gotten told that you've already cut off your soulmate? You can let me know on Instagram, Twitter, SoundCloud, wherever you want to set your record straight. But we got some more music to go ahead. I'm going to play some Russ because this is going to get into my next topic that we're talking about. You Should Have Left Me Alone is the title of this record, but that's honesty when it comes to what I'm about to talk about. But let's get into it. Here we go. Come on, Russ. This is a hit. You sleeping on Russ? Need to wake it up.
Shoes in the house of my life. Guess I should have known because I found you outside. The sound advice my mother gives, I tend to still ignore. And the reasons that I trusted you, I tend to still explore. My self-respect went out the door. I'm fucking with you. Life is choices, I ain't make the right one. When I saw you wave your red flag, should have waved my white one. You raised your right thumb, should have left you stranded. You came into my life, then left me damaged.
Ridiculous.
Fuck you.
Thank you, Russ. Fuck you. Don't disturb my peace if you're at war with yourself, ladies and gentlemen. Stay exactly where you are. You could have left me alone. How many times has somebody ever said that?
Should've known how this would turn out. Yeah, you lit my flame. Should've known that it would burn out. We started bickering, it started flickering. And now I'm left just living in the dark. You broke my heart.
Don't disturb my peace if you're at war with yourself. You could've left me alone. Should've left me alone.
Should've left me alone. Russ ain't lying when he put that out.
What you know about this?
You could have left me alone. Wow. That is a deep rendition because I feel like people don't realize what it means to leave people alone when they're not needed to be bothered. I have to tell you something that when it comes to ghosting, there's definitely a toxicity element to it. And it takes one to know one. Call me Casper. I'm a Sagittarius, so it's part of my character. But I've realized the toxicity in ghosting. But Russ said it wholeheartedly. If you're going to ghost, you could have left me alone. Or if you knew that this was you just a fling, you were just trying to get something off real quick, be honest up front. I don't have time for, you know, weird energies. And this is me projecting for people, right? This is people's platform to say what they need to say. And I'm speaking for people that have been ghosted or ghost, that it was unnecessary for you to do that. Communicate effectively. Don't avoid the problems. So let's break this down a little bit. These are a couple things that I broke down, that these are the toxicity aspects of ghosting. And I'll give you some signs that you've been or are about to be ghosted. So let's be aware here. I definitely feel like ghosting removes the challenge of facing an issue. So when you think about that, somebody's going through something, feeling like the things are changing, that there's an issue here, that we have some type of beef, right? Or they're dealing with some mental problems, or dealing with somebody that came back up out the woodwork, right? But they don't know how to communicate it. There's a lot of things as to why there's some challenges, right? But you don't want to face them. So what do? You retreat. You pull back. You ghost. That's ridiculous to me. Because what? Russ said it. You could have left me alone. If you aren't an effective communicator, either A, try to let me know that you struggle with that, or B, you have to just stay to yourself, because you can't have people. And this is what I said. It allows for, this is another toxicity aspect of ghosting. It allows for conclusions to be made. When there's no explanation as to where the fuck you are, what happened, why you only are texting every 2 days or whatever it is, right? Like that. all types of conclusions get jumped to and made up, and rightfully so. But when that comes, you cannot then expect to come back after reappearing like Houdini and run into the same person again. You've lost that person. That person does not exist anymore. So all the tactics that you've used in order to, you know, court them, and you got to restart that, bro. The ghosting negates everything prior because you fucked it up. I think, too, ghosting calls in all thoughts of adding up what could have changed the situation, which also changes your perspective. Ghosting, this is the principle of those three things. The toxicity aspect is that it's toxic because you use your thing, you know, your mind to justify your actions without communicating what you're actually going through. And then all the thoughts that the person has about you are justified. But then people that get those responses as trying to, you know, come back as the, you know, hey, I'm back, right? I was just going through something. They then try to expect to meet the same person. That person don't live here no more. That doesn't exist anymore. So you have to now get to know me after I've coped with your irregular, irrational ghosting behavior. You have to now get to know my new person, how I've dealt with the times you weren't there. And I had to learn these sentiments. I had to learn this so that I'm able to communicate it now in a more effective way. And being held accountable for the times that I've ghosted and apologizing for the people that I've ghosted, for why the reasons that I've ghosted them, they were personal. But the apology is what matters to me. But let's talk about some of the signs you are about to get ghosted or you've been ghosted, beloved. Take these down, write these notes, because I am giving up free game. I should charge for this episode, but I ain't, because you need to know. You need to be aware. The coach helps his players win championships. And usually the best coaches are former retired players. Number one sign that you've been ghosted is when the socials are getting more unprovoked thoughts out of them, like rants on Twitter or IG stories. When they're so busy being comedians on Twitter, retweeting shit, giving their 2 cents that nobody asked for, getting 22 recommendations on Twitter. When they're posting on the black screen on Instagram or the motivational quotes that they think they can relate to because they're so down and out, right? But are communicating to the person that they told that you can trust or confide in, right? You're confiding into a void of thousands of people that follow you that don't know you or could give a fuck less, right? Or you're posting for sympathy, for people to give you attention that may turn into something like an opportunity, right? Who knows? But when the socials are getting more unprovoked thoughts, nobody asked them to share that. You've been asking them what's bothering them the last 2 days, 3 days, week and a half, whatever, and they can't respond. They can't answer. I don't know. They're just saying it's you, right? They're calling you out. They're making you the problem. That's a sign you're about to get ghosted, buddy. When you've been nothing but nice to them. When you've been nothing but open, honest, transparent, right? And they've reclused. Maybe not even reciprocated the same energy. You're about to get ghosted. Know your role, too, because you have to know when the ghost hits you up. When does the ghost come out, right? Usually when the ghost is done in its ghostly realms. Being around other ghosts, being bored with the ghosting. They come back into the real world to see what happened, what's changed, what's different since I've been gone. You have to let them know everything. Everything has changed. You are no longer the same person, nor do I view you the same. Nor may you might not have a chance when you come back this time. Number two, when consistent texting only happens when they're away, far away, when they quote unquote miss, like, you know, it's been a minute. And they just want to hit you up just to keep you in, right? It's a mental gymnastic game. You have to learn how to play it. You're going to get ghosted that way. When they only hit you up when it's convenient for them, when it's only consistent when they want it to be, you will get ghosted one day. But you just have to be okay with that. As a former ghost, you got to be okay with that. This is the final statement. There's way more reasons, signs, and red flags you might be able to point out, but there's some of them that I've pointed out over a while and that people will bring to you when they realize, like, when people start arguments for no reason, when people make problems out of nothing, that is when you have to be afraid. When everything around them could possibly be going good, you're offering them care, you're offering them support, you're offering them assistance, you're fucking them good, you're giving them the right, you know what I mean? And they just go ahead and cut it, right? Or they go ahead and bring somebody out the woodwork that you're like, yo, I don't know this person from a can of paint. What could it possibly be? Who is this person, right? They don't tell you. Or they just ghost you. Or they use something like that, a scandal, some type of, oh, you've been lying the whole time because this is too good to be true, to justify their actions of wanting out. And you have to let them get out. You cannot try to, can you, is it possible to touch a ghost? It's not. So you just got to let them go. And it's okay. Because ghosts realize that when they do pull these things, and I had to realize this too as a recovering former ghost, that when it's not what it's all cracked up to be, you thought, oh, I'm gonna just slide out here and do my thing. And then you realize it's a lonely world out here. And the people that actually give a fuck about you and see you and care about you, right? You cut them all off. That's kind of one of the things I thought about. Is like, what if you already cut off your soulmate because you was a ghost? Sheesh, that's deep, man. That's super deep. I appreciate y'all for listening to that thought. But that is definitely the toxicity of ghosting. I feel like it deserves a bomb drop after that. Give me another one. And some motherfucking... Yeah, you gotta empty the clip on these motherfuckers sometimes. You feel me? You know, that's what my platform started off being, was a platform for me to share my true intentions. You have to let life or art reflect life. And that's exactly what I'm doing right now, because that right there, my friends, is deep. But I want y'all to hear something here, too. Listen to this.
They will say bad news. What's the bad?
Let me restart that.
One day the phones will ring, and when someone answers it, they will say bad news. What's the bad news? Such and such a person has just passed away. That name will be yours. You have to think of this. We have to, because every time we get news, we see a message, such and such a person passed away, we say, Inna lillahi wa inna ilayhi raji'un. May Allah grant them Jannah and so on. One day, the name will be mine and yours.
That's deep, ain't it? I mean, you probably thought about that in some more morbid thoughts, right? It's just, what's going to happen when that call is about me? I don't know. You feel me? Like, that's where you just have to be okay, or you have to be open to doing everything you've wanted to do in your life. And that's kind of where I'm at with this podcast, with life, with love, with happiness, all those things, right? You can't get caught up on the little shit that doesn't matter. A lot of these things don't matter. And when you put them into perspective for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years, you'll realize how small a lot of the problems you've been dealing with are, or a lot of the reasons why you procrastinate are. When you go to sleep, think about this. Are you satisfied with your life? Tomorrow's not promised. So if you were to fall asleep and not wake up, and you woke up on the pearly white gates of heaven's steps, would you be happy or fine with the life you had to that point? Think about that tonight after you listen to this episode. When I lay down, will I be satisfied if I didn't wake up in the morning? And if the answer is yes, then kudos to you. If the answer is no, though, I think we need to start going a little bit harder, a little bit faster, a little bit more intentional, a little bit more after it, right? Because to be unsatisfied, to have regrets, to have things that weigh on you that you could have said, oh, I wish I would have did this. I just was too scared. I just was too broke. I just was too afraid. I was just too far. All those things, those are excuses. We got to figure out how to get past them. And that's one of the things I'm doing. I'm usually used to think like, oh, my content is kind of corny. Like, I just used to get in my head about content because it was like, if you are like if you internally doubt your art, it'll come across insecure and won't be received well by society. But I feel personally this is my art form, and the only way that I'm able to put out the most genuine true art is by living my most genuine true life and speaking my most genuine and true thoughts. So when I think about if I was to get that bad news, somebody was to get that bad news call about me passing away, that it would be that, wow, well, I know Clint did exactly everything he wanted to do when he wanted to do it. That's literally how I live my life. I do what I want to do, when I want to do it, how I want to do it, wherever I want to do it. And if there's somebody that has an issue with it, that's their issue. That's their personal aspect of it. And I'm not the one to judge when you do what it is that you want to do with your life. So please take everybody's words with a grain of salt. Do exactly what you want to do with your life. And that's that on that. It's the smoothest podcast you'll ever listen to. Check it with Clange. Thank you. Thank you for coming to my TED Talk. You feel me? That was it. Yeah, another one. Round of applause. And thank you. Thank you. I don't want to heavy you all out. It's just my Tuesday thoughts. You feel me? It's the first day of spring, so we're going to get into the vibes just like this. We're going to keep it going, though. Real good vibes that you have to vibe to. Come on. I appreciate y'all for listening. Make sure you tell a friend to tell a friend. This is the smoothest podcast you'll ever listen to. Share it with somebody that you think needs to hear, because that is in turn how we're going to build blessings, spread knowledge, and grow the holy royal family. I appreciate y'all. Let's get it. Springtime. The weather's going to be warming. We're going to be outside. Fellas, make sure you don't get ghosted. See them looking at you. All of them wishing they could help you. And that's a matter of fact. A bunch of them answer for you to scratch. She might not be your lady no more. I'm trying to come with the rain. It's getting warm. That weather changes things. But we're going to see. Have a good spring. We're going to get this shit started. Come on. You're my lady. My lady, you're my lady, my diva, my diva, lady. Oh, 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 yeah. You're my little baby, my darling baby. Swear you're the talk of the town. Everybody wants to know what's going down. Babe, I thought I've seen this before. Maybe at the liquor store. Maybe at the liquor store. Maybe at the health food stand. Yeah. They don't know that I'm your man. And everybody wants to treat you this way. I know I love you, you love me. Show what love you are.